faster than a cannonball.
If you can't be an athlete,
you just want to suck the joy out of everything.
Or maybe you just want me to wake you up with a kiss.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Richard Rider to Rogue.
Richard Rider, the man called Nova.
Oh.
Just a normal young man now, but Richard Rider used to be and would be again the hero called Nova. He's basically got Green Lantern's origin. An alien from a space peacekeeping force called the Nova Corps is about to die and sends his powers to a human to take his place. Richard is hit by a beam, and when he gets up, he's got great strength and toughness, can fly, and using the helmet that arrives at his home later, can listen in on radio frequencies. He sets about fighting crime, but is eventually called into space to serve with the Corps. He's retired at this point because he couldn't stand to be away from his family and friends, but would eventually regain the helmet and be allowed to stay on Earth fighting evil with the New Warriors. Nova tried to pass himself off as an adult, but one can tell by his inexperience and exuberance that he was younger, sort of early Spider-Man meets Green Lantern. But when he had to choose between duty and family, he chose family. He's pictured in his civvies, of course, but in costume fighting Thor, show-offing his helmet, and surrounded by memories like the alien ship that sent the power beam at him and his fighting his first alien threat.
Oh. Did you get the power beam in the crotch?
Yeah.
The spleen.
I don't know, I was expecting it through the forehead or something.
Oh, it looked painful.
Or like through the heart? I don't know, I just feel like if you're sending a beam to someone, why target the spleen? It's bizarre.
The helmet looks kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Just kind of?
Yeah, but like, I don't hate it.
I think that's weird about it is it looks like it's an effect on the helmet. If that makes sense.
Like the red?
It's like the POW symbol. You know? It looks like it's a thing that's there because something's happening.
It's an automatopoeia.
And I like that in this universe, Mill is also late. It's a nice comfort.
It's a good thing it wasn't early. Imagine you just get a random helmet with no context. Would you do?
You put it on. I think I put it on. Okay, would you put on a helmet that you randomly receive?
No. I would smell it first.
I think I would put it on.
Oh. Have none of you seen the mask?
Yeah, I know. It'd be great to be the mask.
I would have to clean it first in case of lice.
Yeah, I think it depends the way it's packaged. But I think I would want to put it on.
I don't think a metal helmet would carry lice.
Are you trying to imply that the mask alien is a cautionary tale?
No, but imagine you can't take it off.
Yeah.
Isn't that a Goosebumps story too? There's a mask, like a scary mask.
Yeah.
A helmet, I would be more likely to put on. A mask, no, because I have to put my nose in it. Also, no gloves. I don't like to share hand juice with others.
Yeah. That's so specific.
The main image, just, it's Archie.
It right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would 100% wear this.
The minute I saw the outfit, I was like...
This is me in the winter, just for the record.
That's good hair.
It is.
It looks like my husband's hair.
It does. Get
he
Marty.
Said husband.
Get Marty this outfit.
Yeah.
Feel it. And everyone
and then
wins.
I wear it.
Yeah. He wouldn't wear a thick sweater.
It's a good thing he's retired, or else he'd have helmet hair.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not necessarily, because here he takes it off, but it's still pretty...
Swooshy.
Or is it before putting it on?
No, it's after. You can tell.
You can tell.
just because.
I think what bothers me the most about the helmet is that it goes under the mouth. But there's nothing there. Like, it's just squared.
Yeah, it's a little ventriloquist dummy, and I don't love that.
Absolutely.
I don't hate that. I'm like, oh, that's different to school.
I feel like it would be so uncomfortable around the nose. Like, what's holding it there on his face? Oh,
the pokey pokey would poke.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, that would poke into his mouth.
Yeah, his top lip.
I'd always be, like, trying to bite it, like a cat.
I like the outfit. The outfit is fine.
It's cool. I like the shoulder bits. It's not, like, crazy. We've seen a lot of ridiculous shoulders like this, but these ones are, like, regular.
What are the three fireballs? What does that represent?
Three starbursts. That's the symbol of the Nova Corps.
Oh, okay.
I like the word Nova. It's a good word.
At this point, Nova is like that chick who's like a Silver Surfer.
Oh, right.
Right, so she picked up the IP.
Mmm.
MCU experts, Nova Corps.
Well, they're in the Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one, right?
Yeah.
Before getting destroyed.
And the ships are kind of built like that starburst on the helmet.
Right. Oh my god, you're right!
Oh, yeah.
That's what
And then it becomes the big shield. Oh, of that's course. So cool.
They get destroyed? I miss that.
They all, like create a web in the first Guardians.
You've watched all the too ships, many at once.
They're all tied together by beams of energy, and they're making, like, this big net.
The big ship that's, like, a really weird and elongated.
Ronan the Accuser is attacking, and there's, like...
That's before the dance-off.
But, oh, yeah, okay.
I've seen this movie, and all you're saying is nuts.
I've seen it a week ago. Yeah.
John C. Reilly plays the Nova.
Mm, yes. Isn't also that name that I can't pronounce one of them?
Oh, the hot one?
Galafinski? No. No. Okay, no, that's the name I was thinking of, but that's not him.
What was that though?
He's in Spy, isn't he?
Isn't there like Glenn Close or somebody?
Yeah, there's Glenn Close. She's the
yeah, I remember Glenn Close, but she doesn't have a star.
The one that says, "What a bunch of a-holes."
I don't understand the memory that you have for this shit, Shotgun.
I understand it because I have it for other my own fandoms.
Yes, but you're like, your head is always in this.
Shotgun's just as much of a nerd.
That's fair, yeah.
But she's not always reading comics.
I'm not always reading comics.
Peter Serafinowicz is dick.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Serafinowicz. See? I do not know how to pronounce this. Well, but yeah, I like this guy.
Richard Rider.
Cool. I do like that guy.
Richard Rider, a man called Nova. Hot or not?
Is that the name of his autobiography?
It is the name of the comic. The comic was called A Man Called Nova.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's attractive, but he's a teenager.
Yeah, it's one of those where it's like, but like, yeah.
But eventually he was like a, you know, a college student type, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm into it.
So we just have slightly different life experiences, but...
You never got hit by a beam.
Especially not in the spleen.
And I've grown old and bitter.
Definitely not all. But I do fake being an adult on a daily basis. It's okay. I guess it's a hot...
I like the opposite way. He tries to act older. I mean, it's like, if people think I'm under a certain age, I'm like, oh, that's lovely. Thank you. And I don't correct them.
For the record, Josie is wearing a ice cream cone dress right now.
And I've been 25 for multiple years.
Like, I would like to make a precision that it's not like a dress with ice cream cones on it. She looks like an ice cream cone.
Yes. It's multiple layers of ice cream, and then the bottom
there's
is a cone.
Sprinkles, and there's the cone at the bottom.
It's more like a cup, an ice cream cup.
It's got, a waffle.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's got waffle cup.
The waffle.
You're like cosplaying as an ice cream.
Because if she was an ice cream cone, the cone would be on the top, and then it would go at the triangle down.
No, I think if her legs would be together and she wore fishnets.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
And I could wear my cherries that I had for Berlin.
Yes.
Jose's gorgeous, as usual.
Hot. A woman called Josie.
He's hot. He's hot. She's hotter.
I say meh.
You're above his.
Yeah.
Out of his league.
Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky.
Rigelians.
Oh.
Are you sure it's a soft G?
Yeah, Regellians is how I...
It's soft G before E.
Yeah, always.
Okay. Essentially peaceful but imperial technocratic aliens from Rigel 3. The superintelligence Rigelians have a sense of their own superiority and don't really see other species as equals. That's why they think nothing of colonizing other worlds, even if they have native societies. And why they can have a genetically engineered mutant race do all their hard labor. Their practice is to send someone with the title of colonizer to a planet that they might annex to their empire, usually Earth-like because Earth is Rigel-like. And if that colonizer's claim is approved, they become emperor of that planet. Well, maybe Earth superheroes have something to say about that. Thor, who is shown captured in the accompanying image, actually brokered a deal with the Rigelians to leave not just Earth alone, but any planet with sentience on it, by defeating Ego, the living planet, which was coming after them. The Rigelian technology is very advanced and includes robots, spaceships, teleportation, force fields, etc. But their big brains also allow them to take control of a person and increase their own density to make them stronger and tougher.
Boo!
Okay, hear me out. It's a Grease spoof. And what? and it's one of the colonizers that goes to another planet. During the summer, he meets a girl. And then he comes back. He comes back to Rigel High.
Oh my god.
How long have you been thinking about this?
Since he said Rigel.
Okay, so I'm looking at the chest part, and all I'm thinking about is, you know when you wear those dresses that are, like, too tight for your boobs, and you end up with a uni-boob?
Yeah. Mm.
Yes. I feel uncomfortable just looking at it.
Me was the tiny little milk cartons.
Oh, it's cuter.
I know, but it looks stupid.
Looks like a knob.
The shoulders don't make sense.
This is all their body?
It's not like a little body with a big head and then a robot body.
Are their bodies square? Or is that just...
Like, armor. If we undress them.
It's just
not... I think that's like, armor.
What would a Rigelian look like naked?
Like a human?
Be careful what you ask for.
Oh.
Do you mean there's an answer to this?
On the next season of Rigel High.
Tune in.
It's a reference to the Alien Races appendix, which shows dozens of alien races in black Speedos.
Oh my god, I can't wait!
We're gonna cover it in 10 minutes.
That's what you think.
No, that's what I'm saying, because it is... Or else we would... I mean, we would go through that week after week after week after week after week.
Well, I mean, we need to do something when we're done with the Book of the Dead.
It's before the Book of the Dead.
Oh!
I thought you meant we were going to cover it in the next 10 minutes.
No, after the letter Z, I'm telling this to people at home. After the letter Z is the Alien Races appendix, which is most of issue 14 or whatever it is. Most of it. Okay. So it's pages and pages and pages and pages of naked aliens.
Amazing.
So be careful what you ask for, is what I'm saying.
Oh my god, I can't fucking wait.
You said they're in Speedos?
They just got a little black brief.
Yeah, I don't think Commies they code. Want genitalia.
I know. Okay, but what about female aliens?
The female aliens, when a female is presented, it's usually because we only met the females or they only have females.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a black bra.
Okay. That'd be interesting.
It's just that the body is so wide because of the milk carton.
And then the shoulders would be like detached.
But at the same time, you need a wider shoulder and like core to support that big head of theirs.
Yes, but like if you compare the width of the shoulders to the size of the waist, like his upper body is just a triangle, like a very wide up top triangle.
And if it were human, I'd agree, but alien anatomy.
I choose to believe that they can spin their whole upper body 360 degrees.
Okay.
Because they're the perfect shape for it. And they would be really awesome on a dance floor.
Again, Grease.
Is it better than the other image? Can we see something?
Not really.
We see like a web thing on their heads.
That's interesting.
Honestly, I still can't stop thinking that it kind of also looked like milk carton still, but the top looks like a sex toy.
I was going to say, it looked like a wand. Like
is it Itachi's? I can't get
other
it away.
Other sex toys are available, not a sponsor.
Always.
Could they sponsor?
How tall are they?
Small. Short?
I don't know.
They seem small.
Okay. Well, no, not compared to Thor.
Although he's laying down.
Yeah. Like, in my mind, they're like under 5 feet. Like, they look so short. I don't know,
it doesn't say.
One comes colonize a planet, and they're emperor of that planet. Do their friends come and live with them, or they're just the only Rigelian on that planet?
No, it's a colony, so...
Okay, so others come too, but they were there first, so they get to be emperor.
Yeah.
Huh.
They're colonizers, and other people have other jobs.
Do they have summits and meetings of all the emperors? They all go to home base once a year to talk about their colonizing?
That's a very dangerous thing to do.
They have homecoming parties.
What do you mean it's a dangerous thing to do?
You're leaving your planet.
Well, no, you leave the other people there to take care of it.
No, but you put all your leadership on the same spot.
Da da da, and then bomb.
What do you think the UN is?
The UN isn't the leaders. The UN is the ambassadors, just ambassadors.
The leaders are there sometimes. Okay, if fine, all the
leaders,
G8
if all the G7 leaders, if, yeah. Well, G7 is just seven people.
Of the seven strongest economies.
For now.
After that gets bombed, we'll see what happens.
We don't know.
It's gonna be next seven.
That's a reality show.
I don't have as much geopolitical information about the Rigelians as you would hope.
I will say, Marvel really loves to be like, look, they're smart, big head.
I saw a thing of that on Facebook where it was like someone who was going to a library, taking 10 books out, and bringing it back the next day and like putting on a bald cap and latex and just slowly making their heads bigger until they noticed.
Yeah. But I think that's just a trope in many things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I get that it's shorthand, but it's like, come on.
It's like,
Pinky in the brain.
When you're strong, you see the muscles. But when you're smart, how do you show they're smart? You put glasses on them? No.
But they do that too, though.
They do that too, yes.
You make them arrogant. That works too.
Oh, apparently. What are you saying?
I don't know any arrogant, smart people.
Rigelians, hot or not.
I feel like I would be crushed by that upper body weight if we ever get down to for a business.
That's the only thing stopping you.
I don't know much about that. Well, I mean,
they're colonizers. Okay, that's gotta be a big.
Hold on, I'm very confused by the peaceful colonizer thing. Like,
they're peaceful.
If someone says no, you can't colonize us, will they like pew pew pew?
No, they will control your mind and your body.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that part.
Mm-hmm.
They suck.
Gotta love it.
Boo.
Yes, psionic abilities enabling a Rigelian to control another humanoid's mind or to override the humanoid's control of his or her own voluntary muscles.
And you know we hate that shit.
Yeah. Big turn off is I don't want to look lovingly into that face and eyes. It just creeps me out. It looks like a mannequin that died. it looks like a zombie almost.
Maybe
not interested.
You can ask him to turn his torso 180 degrees while you do it.
Not even.
Attention, seniors. Before the merriment of commencement commences, I hope that your years with us here at Rigel High have prepared you for the challenges you face. But always you will have the glorious memories of Rigel High. Rigel forever. Bon voyage.
Oh.
Really?
Intrigued.
Ringmaster. We encountered the Circus of Crime already, mm-hmm. but the entry neglected to show us its leader. Here he is, the Ringmaster. His dad was also a criminal circus ringmaster, but also a Nazi.
The son wasn't a Nazi,
and he left Europe for America as soon as he could, but still became a criminal and used his hypnotic technology, developed by Nazi scientists apparently, to entrance the public, rob them blind, then make them forget they were ever robbed. The perfect crime. But superheroes being a particular pain in the ass, the Circus of Crime started attracting people who could perhaps deal with supers a bit better. But only a bit. Ringmaster is a two-bit con man who got lucky and found a powerful device that hypnotizes those who look at it. He's slick, but relatively unimaginative, so he's strictly small-time. Pictured with various circus folk and using his hat on Thor, Spider-Man, and the Reader. We also get a diagram of the hat.
Ooh, I want to see a diagram.
It's pretty.
Diagram of the hat.
It looks pretty cool.
Damn, look at that. Thank God.
It looks like a clock in there.
Is that? That makes sense.
All of that with a 9-volt battery.
Cool.
Oh no, there are other batteries, sorry. There's a 9-volt there and mysterious batteries elsewhere.
Is that guy smoking?
Sure is.
Yep.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Here's a bad question.
No, it's not smoking cool. Is not cool.
Other bad habits exist.
Not a sponsor.
No, we're definitely not a sponsor.
We don't sponsor bad habits.
That depends which ones.
Like, I like the outfit. I'm gonna be honest. It's kind of fun.
I think the boots are a bit extra.
Yeah, I wish they were like just dark green, maybe.
Or even black.
Or just the boots or just the jacket. You know,
no.
Like pick one with the pattern. Like,
no, the jacket has to have the pattern.
Yeah, the jacket has to have pattern. The boots, I find they're a bit too close to like cowboy boots with like stars. Like, no.
It feels like rain boots to me.
Yeah, they do look like
they
rain
look
boots.
Like they made of rubber.
Well, make them navy and I'd wear them to a Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah. And the pants, they look velvety, which I always like velvet.
I hate that it's red and green.
Is this
you don't like Christmas?
It's more of a hot pink.
What?
Really?
It's hot pink?
It's like a magenta.
Yeah, look at these. Look.
Yeah, that's red.
That's red.
That's not a red.
On there, it looks
pink. It's pretty pink here.
It looks pinker in the actual comic.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Then that's pink. Better.
Yeah, he's just a watermelon man.
Okay.
Oh, yeah! Now I like him.
Oh, that's so nice.
Just a rind on the grind.
Don't you hate when, like, your father's a hypnotic crime circus and you have to inherit the family business?
And you know, Nazis was in your family, too. Always a nice twist.
He's got a really bad face.
Yeah.
You mean a face of evil?
Yes, like, it's really awful and also clearly evil.
You don't like the mustache?
I don't think you can pass as, like, not evil.
Yeah, you're born, you look at yourself in the mirror, it's like, oh, okay, life of crime
Big
it
head,
is.
I'm gonna be smart.
You get checked at the airport with this face.
Twirly mustache, I guess I gotta be a villain.
Does he have any skills other than, like...
Wearing a hat?
Wearing a hat?
I will admit that basically he's just wearing a hat. Like, I'm sure he does other shit, but basically he seems like he's wearing a hat.
One of those people that was promoted to the top because they weren't any good at what they did, so all
Do they work in my company?
Mm. Yeah. Well, if his dad was ringmaster...
Also, it's nepotism.
He's a nepo, baby.
Do they also work at my company?
There's no bulge. I'm disappointed.
Do you really want to see this guy's bulge, though?
Yeah. I mean, it would have something going for him.
I mean, some people I want to see their bulges. Some I don't.
This is not it.
Like, a bulge will make certain characters worse and certain characters better.
But yeah, you can hide the face and then it would be nice, but it looks like he has a vagina.
Yes, it looks like a camel toe. Mm. I thought that also.
No one can escape those.
They're the Actually, worst. They make a thing that you can put in your bathing suit.
Right.
But I've heard you just put a panty liner.
Yeah.
But on the other side. Like, you put it, like, around the panty instead of...
He said, like he knew.
I've seen a TikTok where, like, people take, like, the bra inserts and just cut it and then put that.
Huh.
Yeah.
But then I go swimming and it pops out.
They made it bathing one of, like, suit is secure. You should be alright.
How loose is that bathing suit?
I don't know. I don't trust that.
They make one of silicone that you can, like, just, you don't, you can wear your bathing suit on the beach.
I don't have that issue with bathing suits.
Yeah, me
I have that with pants.
Yeah, pants are rough sometimes.
Everything.
Pants are rough sometimes is such a fucking mood.
Life is rough sometimes.
His face gets worse, like, the more you go. Like,
you mean,
the image with Spider-Man? Look at that.
You mean you don't like to look in those beautiful green eyes?
Oh, dear God, yeah.
No, I'm not That's a huge creepy. Fan.
Look at that. So romantic looking.
He's getting ready to have the Spider-Man kiss, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
He's
yeah.
single, too, in information.
Lucky us.
No surprise.
Well, single, but ringmaster, hot or not.
No, thank you.
That's my answer.
But I will take the jacket.
Does he manage his circus well?
Like, circus crime?
Is he an ethical ringleader is what we're asking.
Yeah. Well, he is unethical.
No, but
I mean, the circus makes money because whatever money you bring with you, you will leave there.
But does he have animals in captivity?
Yeah, that's my big thing.
Is he mean to elephants?
And bears.
Do you see any animals in the accompanying pictures? Or is it just...
Princess
does he just abuse clowns?
Do they still do a circus?
Yeah, they still do a circus.
That's nice.
That's funny.
Like, I can respect that, because they wouldn't need to, really.
Yeah, you're right.
I respect that they still do, like, a circus.
At what point do they hypnotize, before or after the circus?
Well, I mean, people need to get in. So if you have, like, the cast around, they would be, oh, this is legit, I'm gonna go in. But once they're in...
So basically, they start with the circus.
He does it during the show. Late. During the show.
Right.
And all the Circus of Crime characters all had an act.
Right.
And you wouldn't need that.
No, I appreciate right? that they
so there's
did
trapeze
that
artists, and there's a cannonball man, yeah. and there's a... Just, you do your show during the yeah. show. When the clowns come out, you just hypnotize people. The clowns pick up all the money.
Okay.
Through the power of suggestion, you forget that this happened. You enjoy the show. You come out of it refreshed.
So you know what?
So you remember the circus.
But not that you had money with
but
you.
But not that you brought that money or that... Anyone took it.
I never carry cash, so I'm cool with this. I'd go to that circus.
Yeah, I'm not too bothered by this.
I mean, you can't find your credit card, so you just cancel it afterwards.
It's visual, because Daredevil was immune to the hypnotic power.
Interesting.
So you have to look at the...
So it doesn't do a, like, woo, 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 woo.
Even if it does, it's not enough. You need to be looking at them.
Interesting.
I wish I had hypnotic powers sometimes.
So we said not.
I used to hypnotize people.
Successful.
How many times on this show have you all said that mind control was bad?
Oh, yeah,
and now you're all admitting to being mind controllers.
I did.
They were friends and they were consenting.
No, but imagine.
I wanted to be hypnotized.
Imagine, like, your parents that you can't figure out how to work a computer or a phone. And you could just, like, make
That's
them
figure
it out.
That's not what hypnosis does.
No.
No, but they could do it.
No,
no, it's like you could.
No, it's the power of suggestion. So what? You'd suggest that they can use the computer, but if they don't have it in them, if someone's hypnotized and you're like, "You're Céline Dion, sing your show." If they're a good singer, they're gonna sing well. But if they're a bad singer, they're not gonna sound like Céline Dion.
That's what happened to my dad at a show. Mm-hmm. Someone told him to dance, and my dad does not dance, and he just stood there, and the guy was like, go back to your seat. You're not useful to me.
I think the problem with boomers and technology is because they have, like, a blockage in their brain that they can't do it, and they, like, don't read the questions, and they panic. So I would take that away.
This happened to me this week. I swear, I sent my parents an e-transfer, and you would have thought that I sent them a live bomb that they had 30 seconds to resolve.
I heard this phone call, and I... Yeah.
Is this Batman with the big bomb running around?
Yes, that's what was happening in my house.
Yeah, no, I have that feeling every time with my dad. Great.
We're way off the point.
It's a knot. It's a knot.
It's a knot.
It's a knot. It's a knot.
I do love stars. And I like the jacket, but I would like to have it myself and not hypnotize people.
I'd use the boots. I'll get the boots, you can have the jacket.
All right,
we're done with the ringmaster.
So we are killing him and stealing his clothes?
Yes.
Cool.
No, let's just steal the hat, hypnotize him, take his clothes, then leave.
All you did in the previous segment was delay the good bit.
Oh.
See what happens?
My favorite guy.
Wait, one page?
Rocket Raccoon was not a big character in the world.
I mean, when they announced Guardians of the Galaxy, everyone was like, Marvel is losing their mind.
Who are these people?
They're gonna have a talking raccoon on their movie? What the fuck?
Right. The comics version of Rocket Raccoon started out as the defender of the Keystone Quadrant, a normal raccoon jumped up genetically by sentient robots who were tasked with taking care of insane humanoids, found they couldn't handle it, and created sentient animals to do it instead. Rocket eventually went off into space with other animals on a ship simply called Ship. Much later, he was recruited by Peter Quill to form the Guardians of the Galaxy, which Rocket eventually became the leader of. He's the one who brought in Groot, for example. So, this Rocket Raccoon doesn't have cybernetic parts. He's just a sentient raccoon trained as a law officer, very good with weapons, and in the early stories, flying on Rocket skates. The movie Rocket is heavily based on the Guardians era Rocket, in that his friendships with Star-Lord and Groot are there, and it's heavily implied he has OCD, which could account for the movie version obsessively collecting body parts. He doesn't see himself as a hero, but as a policeman, tough but fair, or later, as just an explorer. There are no accompanying images I'm sorry.
That's a shame.
Unfortunate.
Nat, how happy are you with a raccoon?
I love raccoons.
Who doesn't?
They bring me so much joy. They are wondrous, funny little bear mans. And
they're so silly.
And Rocket, in particular, will make me fucking cry.
Of course.
At a drop of a hat. The last Guardians movie, I cried so many times.
But even in the first one, I remember.
All the Guardians movies.
The first one when he's holding the stick that is part of Groot and he's just crying and they're petting him and I was like, I'm crying because of a raccoon that's crying.
Oh, it kills me.
I love that they keep trying to pet him. Do they pet him in this? Does he get pet?
I don't know.
Oh.
He's really cute here in the big eyes.
How did he become sentient?
He was genetically engineered by these robots who needed caretakers.
He takes care of the robots?
He takes care of the insane humanoids the robots were designed to take care of but couldn't because they don't have empathy.
Excellent.
Wow. It's like a Disney princess animal.
Wait. You mean taking care as in taking care and not taking care as in pow, pow, pow. No,
taking care. But he's like not one of the carers. He's like the cop of the planet, of the colony.
So it's like a large hospice.
Yeah, there's not much to take a Rocket Raccoon at this point because like he appeared in a couple comics or something and then had his own miniseries, which tells this whole story.
I'm a little bit disturbed by the thighs.
I think it's the fact that there's a Speedo thing that, like, if there was not that, it would bother me less. Yeah. It would just be fur.
Just the vest. The vest and fur.
Yeah, do you like this little
Utility
vest?
No, I mean swashbuckler outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the outfit's really cute.
It reminds me of, like, those plumbing outfits that are, or, like, electrician outfit that are just, like, one piece. Mm-hmm. They're so cute.
It's a little puss in boots.
Yeah.
I like clothes with pockets.
Indeed. To come back a bit to the eyes, those are anime eyes.
Like, oh, dear God, yes. They're really anime.
I like
them. They're so happy.
So cute.
I like the bucket gloves. I'm into it.
It works with the, like,
yeah, because he has so much fur, you know? He needs to.
I have raccoons that come to my yard.
Me too.
They don't look like this.
No. They're pretty cute, though, eh?
I mean, they're fat and dumb.
They're so fun.
They eat all the bird seeds.
Give them more.
And break my thing.
We have cats, and they are also fat and dumb.
Yeah, but they're...
I would suggest that you're putting food out for the raccoons.
Give them more food and build things that are stronger so they don't break it.
I'm just jealous because Marty saw a raccoon once in our yard, and I never saw a raccoon ever again in our yard, and I'm just really jealous.
Do you know
I wish I had the raccoons.
I once held a raccoon in my arms.
Oh, my God.
My neighbor had a raccoon.
I would just be crying the entire time. I just love them so much.
Their paws are really, really warm.
Yeah.
So, like, you feel like they're peeing on you because it's so warm. Super, super warm.
Like, that's why they're known to, like, clean their stuff is because they have a lot of feeling in their hands.
That's incredible.
So if it's wet, they can feel it better.
I just remembered that video of the raccoon who tries to wash
cotton candy.
No.
It's the saddest thing in the world.
I cried. Who wouldn't?
He looks so upset.
Yeah, I like an agile animal.
They're not actually that agile.
No,
they're
very
wobbly.
Raccoons, but Rocket.
Yeah. They have thumbs.
I know, but I feel they're like bears. They're a bit too big for like their tiny paws, so they just kind of wobble around. Mm. And like you see them climb, and it's like, I don't know how you're climbing with that big fat butt that you are.
They really have fat butts, but like they don't have fat arms. They don't look smart. I'm sorry.
But they make nice hats.
It does. No.
You're kicked out of the podcast, please.
They don't have to be smart. They have tiny hands.
So do I.
They do figure out how to get food with an impressive voice.
And they're voiced by Bradley Cooper.
Yes. I just think a moment, I actually, he does a really good job.
He really does.
Like, I often forget that it's Bradley Cooper. Like, it doesn't feel like him to me. And it's he does a really good job. So kudos to you, Bradley Cooper.
Listener of this podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure you're listening right now.
Is he as aggressive in the movies as in the comics?
I haven't read the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff.
I haven't seen the movies, so.
So I don't know, but I feel like, yeah, that's probably how he's pictured today. Back in the day.
Maybe more friendly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he definitely doesn't look like, seem mean. Like a cop.
Yeah, he doesn't look mean.
Movies. No.
No. And he doesn't look mean. No, he's a criminal. Or like aggressive here.
I like him as a criminal more than a cop.
Now,
like,
his whole thing is being super sarcastic. And God, I love sarcasm.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of those things that at work some people don't get it. And I'm like, this is sad.
Yeah. It's a feat. When you think about the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, because the death toll in all of those movies is so high, and yet it's so fun.
And they made me fucking cry every time.
The second one cried like a bitch. The third one cried like a bitch.
Like, I think I counted, and it was at least six separate times.
Guys, what? Maybe I should watch this one. I need to cry.
It's a pretty sad one.
The third one,
I haven't gotten there yet.
It's sad.
I should watch it. I should watch it when I'm just sad.
But it's also very focused on Rocket.
Yeah,
but
so I
that explains why she cried much more.
Natalie's love for Raccoon is precious. I weekly send her Raccoon video.
I get like at least weekly, if not bi-weekly videos from José and also Marty.
We take care of that consumption of raccoons.
But let me ask, since I feel it's a little ambiguous right now. Rocket Raccoon, hot or not?
Yes, I love him.
I bought Nat a raccoon plushie for Christmas.
Yes.
And it's in their living room. Yeah. Always.
So my cat feels weird about it.
But unrelated. But yes, hot.
It is. You're possibly the outlier. You haven't said anything yet. If there's a not, it's coming from you.
So you're putting me on the spot. Okay.
That is how this show works.
In the movies, hot.
Okay.
Because he's mean, and I like that.
Okay.
Here, I don't know. It's a little bit boring there.
He looks cute, though.
Look at the vest.
I love a vest.
But he's not ugly enough there. Okay. Like, in the movies, he's scrappy in the movies.
He doesn't look rough and tough.
Yeah, he looks like a pretty
very
boy.
Very well groomed.
He's like, he's a boy band raccoon.
Yeah.
Oh my god, a boy band raccoon.
That scene in the first movie where he laughs and you're like, that's a fake laugh. And it's real. It just lives rent free in my head.
I love it.
What's a raccoon?
What's a raccoon? It's what you are, stupid. Ain't no thing like me except me.
Oh yeah.
Rogue. A well-known X-Man, Rogue's powers manifested for the first time when she got her first kiss. Her power to steal the powers and memories of anyone she touches flooded her mind with the boy's thoughts and put him in a coma.
Oh.
She ran away and turned to crime. Mystique found her and adopted her as her own daughter. But when Rogue touched Ms. Marvel, the hero we now know as Captain Marvel, for too long, she stole her strength and vulnerability, flight and memories permanently.
Huh.
Having Carol Danvers' memories and personality in her head turned her to the good side, and she joined the X-Men, where she's been an important member ever since. When she touches someone, it knocks them out, and for a brief time, she not only knows what they know, but she has their abilities and sometimes even their physical mutations. For example, if she touched Nightcrawler, she would turn blue and grow a tail. She has no control over this power, so she has to wear gloves and show the least possible skin to avoid accidents. This makes her hot and heavy romance with Gambit particularly angsty, as you can imagine. Rogue tends towards cockiness, but has matured a lot since joining the X-Men. She's direct, sensitive to the danger she poses to others, and usually prefers to use her Ms. Marvel powers rather than her absorption touch, because she really doesn't like to be exposed to other people's memories. Unfortunate here that they only show this one very 80s costume.
But we all love it.
Okay. Oh, damn.
Because it's not one she wore very long. I guess we'll see a lot of other costumes when you do the special.
Perfect.
You know, down the line.
3 years.
So we see her here fighting Avalanche, punching through a robot with Colossus and Nightcrawler's powers, and kicking a Morlock in the face.
Was her power set like that in the movie? Could she absorb their power as
That's what it was, yeah. That's what her power was.
I really don't remember. Like,
she's dying at the end of the first movie, and Wolverine lets her touch him, and she
But I thought it was like the life force, not their powers.
No, if they don't have powers, like if it's not a mutant, it's their life force.
So that's why she sent that kid in the coma.
Yeah, but in reality, it's because
you've
stolen too much of their brain power. And
because I have very little memories of that movie, except like when she tries to kiss Iceman, and I don't remember her having...
Yeah, she gets his powers. Well, if she kissed him, she gets his powers.
The first time, she kisses him a little bit, and then she exhales.
Oh, yeah, I remember the...
Yeah.
Yes!
And it's not him making her cold.
No.
It's her getting cold powers.
But maybe that's why I understood as a stupid girl.
Don't worry, it's not a good movie.
That's fair. Except for the cat bit.
But Rogue isn't kid when she joins the X-Men, like in the movie. You know, she's a full adult. She's been a villain.
Oh,
she's been in the Brotherhood of Evil, mutants.
She had a full life. Yeah, vibrant past.
Is her white streak explained in the comics?
No.
It looks terrible.
It looks weird here. I agree.
Like, I feel like there's some people that have those white stripes every once in a while. Normally it's styled well and looks nice. This looks like a fucking skunk died.
Well, it looks really jagged.
Yeah.
And in the other picture, it looks just like it's her root.
Yeah, it's strange.
But it says that her hair is brown with bleached white streak. So
it's bleached?
Apparently, I guess.
Oh my god, are you serious?
No wonder.
So that's the explanation.
Like straw.
Yeah, it explains why it looks terrible.
I've always liked it.
She over bleached it and it's starting to fall apart.
Yeah, it's breaking. I've always liked it when people have like a white streak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's really cool.
This outfit is amazing.
I love it
so
much.
It's very like, I'm in an aerobics class.
Yes. And it's so sexy while showing none of her skin. Oh my god.
Was she an X-Men already in? When she wore that costume.
Well,
I really like that she did the X with the belt instead of having their stupid logo.
I think this
somewhere.
Is like her third costume already.
Well, this is how she tells she's an X-Men by the belt.
That means she doesn't have to wear the stupid logo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I do love that when she's jumping, the belt un-X'd itself. Mm-hmm. She's very hot and has a troubled past, so that's a box checked.
I mean, I would find it really hard to have her power set.
Yeah, no.
It's hard for her too.
I know.
And I wouldn't.
Hard to date.
And I wouldn't want to date someone that would have that power. Like,
yeah, we can't.
I like sex too much.
Like, physical contact is important.
And that's why she got, you know, Gambit, which is really slim pickings.
I don't know what that means.
That means I hate Gambit. I've always hated Gambit. I'll say it again. I hate Gambit.
Mike hates Gambit.
I hate Gambit. I think he's the stupidest fucking character. He's not in Ohadmu. He didn't exist yet.
But they can date?
And they can cry about the fact that they can't touch. Boo-hoo. Okay. Fuck you, Gambit.
Jesus. Okay.
What are Gambit's powers again?
All sorts. It's nonsense. It has nothing to do with his name. It has nothing to do with his costume. His costume has three different pieces that don't make sense together. He's also got a bow staff for no fucking reason.
Oh, he's Cajun too.
Oh yeah, and he's Cajun, so that he and Rogue both have an accent that they write in the dialogue with a different Southern accent.
Tell us more.
I hate
how you feel.
But what about Rogue?
I love her.
Like you said, I want to see the other outfits now. I'm very curious.
I assume most of the other outfit is just
like X-Men.
No. Like her first costume was like a green bodysuit, but with a flap the way it closed, and it had a hood that she never put on.
Do we?
And
do
the second one was a giant orange sweater.
Oh my god!
Yes.
Do we see any of her villain outfits?
That's the villain one was the green one, but she also wore it with the X-Men. Okay. She didn't change.
She was asymmetrical. Nice.
Yes, I do like this asymmetrical vibe, even on that shirt thing she's wearing. But I hate her hair.
Yeah, the hair is really bad.
Even without the streak, it's a terrible haircut.
It feels like a bad wig.
I am still confused, yeah. It looks like two pigtails, but also like it's super sleek back. I'm confused.
It looks like straw.
Sleek back, but puffed up. You know,
I think
like
it's tied. I guess it's...
It's tied, but it's puffed up a little bit. You know, like those...
Peninsula girl.
I was going to say FLDS cult members, but okay.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
And they're also covered from neck to toe. See?
I like the smirk. Like, the facial expression is very, it's very cute. Mm. It's cute, but menacing, but in a good way.
She has a fun personality. I like her.
I feel it's like she'd be the friend that I don't want to mess with.
Oh,
like, yeah. Like we're good friends, but also it's like I never want to get on her bad side.
Yeah.
I would get destroyed.
We're friends, but we're slightly afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really hot.
Like me, right?
I would. I haven't asked.
Oh.
Rogue. Hot or really hot?
Yeah, because she's
or not.
She's so hot and like...
That there's nothing we can say except just admire.
Yeah, definitely hot.
But also, I can't wait to see the other outfits so we can say more hots.
Mm-hmm. She just needs to fix her hair. I'm sure the others are better. But yeah.
I can't make that promise.
I don't know. There is really... I'm a big fan of having something that's more fitted but covering to like have the sex appeal. Because it's so easy to wear a bikini and be, I'm sexy. But to pull this off and be sexy while being covered, oh my God, please, let's go. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What if I'd been lying about not being able to touch another human being? What if I could, if I wanted to? Come up to the rec room in 5 minutes and I'll show you.
New issue, new supplementary material. The credits are largely the same as they've always been, including John Byrne on the wraparound cover and Joe Rubinstein inking most of the entries so they keep that house look. I guess he's the guy erasing the nipples. Mark Gruenwald goes in for a third installment of data corrections, owning up to mistakes in issues 1, yes, there are still some, to 7. So at this rate, he'll never get through them all. The appendix of Other Dimensions only gets us from Netherworld of Gul'gal to Plains of Pol'dark. So not very far at all either. Maybe they could have done away with Olympus, which got its own entry anyway. So what else is in Nirvana's in there? But it's really just another collection of magical planes or one-off dimensions plus Otherware, which I call the Pym dimension, where mass goes when you shrink or where it comes from when you grow. On a personal note, this is the issue I have twice in my collection because I lent it out to a friend in high school and it got water damaged. I remember quite clearly he was absolutely unapologetic about it. So I got another one in a comic store. I'm not sure it was necessary, but it certainly helps with the podcast. Okay, on to the art credits for this particular episode. Richard Rider by Carmine Infantino, Rigelians by Dennis Janke, Ringmaster by John Romita Sr., Rocket Raccoon by Mike Mignola, Rogue by Cynthia Martin.
Attention, attention all personnel. New from the Fire and Water Podcast Network, it's MASHcast! Hosted by MASH mega fan Rob Kelly and a rotating cast of VIPs, MASHcast analyzes, episode by episode, the greatest television series of all time, MASH! Find MASHcast on fireandwaterpodcast.com.
Jocularity! Jocularity!
Feeble bag!
Woo!
Comments on episode 93, which was the lemonade special.
Oh yeah.
Let's start with Chris Franklin. Says, I'm waiting on someone in the group to file a patent on a nipple sundial. On Ms. Marvel, the rumor mill is swirling that the Thing in the MCU Fantastic Four may be the female version.
Ooh.
With Mila Kunis's name being bandied about, I think at least her casting has been squashed, but we may be seeing Sharon Ventura's story on our movie screens in the next few years.
Oh man, I can imagine already the hate.
Oh, people are gonna be pissed off.
If the Thing is female.
Fan will be like, the Thing is a man!
On Hank Pym, glad the girls got to see the Mr. Pockets version of Hank. Hasbro is coming out with an action figure of this version in a West Coast Avengers box set. Timing. On Amethyst, that great third look reminds me of She-Ra, which isn't a bad thing. Gene Hendricks says, what's better than my favorite comic character, Quasar, getting a hot? Getting a still hot.
Double hot.
I'm not a huge fan of the more modern version as it's just too busy, but if the ladies like it, I'm good with it. Speaking of Gene Hendricks, it seems I credited a lot of Captain Entropy's comments to Gene last time, so my apologies, Captain.
You're fired.
No more pork.
Something with the cut and the paste and the cut and the paste.
And the cut and the paste.
I cut and pasted wrong. Mike Dynas, is there a Ohatmu drinking game? Take a drink every time someone says bulge. Is there a drinking
game?
There should be.
There should be.
You drink it when we say hot and not.
But then you're drunk.
A lot of times you take a shot if it's like we all think it's not.
And all
yeah, a shot it's when it's unanimous. Mm-hmm. You finish your drink when we go hypersonic.
Oh, yes. Right.
So rocket right there today.
The big squeals.
Yeah, and actually, I think there's things that recur.
Yeah,
it's fear of birds or water.
What's his personality like? Bucket boots.
Things.
If there's an animal, we're excited.
I like the fact that most of our listeners are either driving or working, so they have a flask. And then it happens and they're like, oh
shit.
We'll come back to this idea in a second. Let's keep going with Mike Dynas. Says about Ms. Marvel with the rocky boobs. She really does need an over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
Oh my god.
Don't encourage him.
Wow. No, but it's, I love
it's
it.
Hilarious.
I used to work in a lingerie store, and a man seriously said that to me.
Boulder holder?
Over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
He oh, wait.
Asked, he told
didn't make that
to
up?
Me. No, no, that's a thing.
Like,
Well, it's still a pun with the rocky
yes,
boots.
Wait, it actually works here because of the thing.
So wait, he went into the store, went to you and said, I'm looking for
over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
I think he was, if I remember correctly, this is a long time ago, if I remember correctly, it was something along the lines of like, hey, you got a lot of over-the-shoulder boulder holders over here in that sense. That was the vibe.
Creep.
It was in a bra store, you idiot.
Yeah, like, it was weird. It was weird.
Terrible, terrible.
Oh, there's a lot of pipes in the plumbing store. Oh, sorry.
About North Star, I still haven't seen anyone draw the Canadian Maple Leaf correctly in Alpha Flight.
To be fair, even the Canadian government got it wrong on the $20 bill.
Really?
At some point. Yeah, they had to reprint a bunch of them.
Oh my god. The closest to get it right was Byrne with the half leaf on Guardian's costume. Mm-hmm. Come on, non-Canadian artists. Get it right.
Well, that's not the only thing to get wrong about.
Ryan Schufo says, I still get confused between Professor Xavier wearing Mini Cerebro on his head and Ultimate Reed Richards, aka the Maker, wearing a helmet to contain his stretchy and large brain. Okay. That's unique to you, Brian. Jason Lady says, poor Nomad. His 90s look is pretty badass, but a poor drawing of him with a tiny head ruined it all and made him a subject of mockery. Oh, the humanity. And no mention of the fact Nomad was doing the whole roam around doing good deeds while taking care of an orphan baby thing long before the Mandalorian made it cool. I think the panel would have loved that development in his character. He also became very concerned with social justice and evolved past being a throwback clown.
I'm sure my ovaries would have loved that.
Yes, but the hair and the face. So funny.
Sorry, Jason. Chris Pine. After binging 234 episodes that span 17 years, I am finally caught up. It feels both like a great accomplishment and also the total opposite of a great accomplishment. This show is a lot of fun, and I found myself popping in my earbuds to listen to it all the time when I was doing something that allowed me to running on the treadmill, doing yard work, house cleaning, cooking dinner, working at my job, attending a funeral. I got yelled at a lot. Anyway, everyone is hilarious and whip smart and silly and maybe a little gross and absurd.
Excellent. That's a good,
that's pretty good description.
My new Tinder bio.
And you see all those activities he could drink at. Treadmill? Safe.
The edits and samples used on every episode are wonderful, and all of this makes Hot Move one of my favorite things ever.
Yay!
I hope we figure out more Hot or Not content to keep this going in perpetuity. Well, we're still not. Well, we're still not sure if you listen to that Starfleet Captain's Hot or Not episode.
All right, that's true.
On Give Me That Star Trek. So
yeah, he was on the fence board because of Chris Pine.
Right. And also Chris Pine. We don't actually cover Chris Pine. We do Captain Kirk, but it's
correct.
Shatner.
Yeah.
And we mentioned Chris Pine, obviously. But Chris, if you want to keep digging, there's a Fire and Water sampler. That's what it's called. That has the girls discussing three different looks for the cheetah.
I remember that. Yeah.
So that's bonus. Halloween. That's bonus content.
That's so long ago.
And yet it happened.
We were babies.
Chris goes on. Aww. I also feel like I have a pretty decent handle on who will be deemed hot or not based on my extensive research, which was basically listening to all these episodes in a span of a couple months. And this might be stuff you could use for the drinking game.
Right.
Mind control stuff, not hot. Floppy 90s hair, hot.
Yeah.
Mustache sucking, not hot.
Hilarious.
Well proportioned women with real hips, hot.
Yes.
Nazis, not hot.
I mean, of course.
Big burly bear Santa Claus looking guys, hot.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Characters that try too hard, not hot. Mm-hmm. Adventurous scoundrels, hot. Overbearing sexist guys, not hot. Yep. Badass women, hot. Backstories that are too sad, not hot. Weird animal-human hybrids that should not exist, hot. And lastly, I'm sorry, but Professor X is wearing the hell out of that sash. Everyone else was actually surprised Professor X wore the Phoenix outfit. For those listeners, it was while he was palling around with the Starjammers. So find those comics.
Of course, we all knew that.
Early 90s.
Right? And that list is pretty on track.
And everyone fell in love with the female Quasar. Mm-hmm. That was most of the comments. Mm-hmm. Before we go, let's mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards like getting on our hot list.
Damn it.
And get the girls to throw a custom compliment at you. And we're...
I always forget about that.
Yeah, so we're inspiring ourselves from the 5 entries we looked today. And we need one for Eric.
Eric, you don't need a crazy hat to hypnotize us.
You don't need a hat, but it helps. Zane Kroll.
Zane Kroll, your fashion sense is on point, just like Rogue's. Oh. But your hair's better than hers.
If it's not, think about a hat. Gene Hendricks.
If you had a cool jacket and boots, I would let you keep them.
It's not a compliment.
I like you enough that you can get them?
Yeah. Likes him enough that she wouldn't steal his clothes.
That's nice.
That's a nice compliment.
Unlike the ringmaster.
I was a child who would steal things from friends.
I don't find this shocking.
No. I'm a vengeful person.
Me too.
Mike Dynas.
I think Elise would like you whether you were nice version or rugged version.
That's a rocket.
Can you vouch for that?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
And Monsieur Luc.
I like you, nice version and rugged.
I better hope so. You're getting married.
And on that nuptial note, say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight, guys.
Goodbye. It's very warm in here.
It's dying.
Oh my god.
We love you. You should play Champagne Supernova.
Okay. J'ai pas utilisé pour l'autre Nova? Maybe I did, though.
I don't
know. No one will remember.
Doesn't matter. Chris Pine.
Chris Pine.
Yes.
Chris Pine, just listen to it.
Who's vibrating?
Oh, is it me?
My mom calling.
Oh, no. Oh, answer. It's going to be funny.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Ça va?